Some choices in my life I'll never reconsider. Nope. Call me Da Vinci with the flow, how I paint a picture. The ones screaming they with you, they really ain't your nigga. Yeah. You gotta leave them where they at, you can't take them with you. A lot of folks don't know what I've been through. You can't judge a man if you don't know what he into. A lot of people pray every day and sin too. I'm just trying to stay sharp and on point like a Ginsu. It's mental.
What's going on, everybody? This is True to the Culture Podcast, and I am one of two hosts. I am Mick Live. Joined here with my co-host, She Legend.
Hey.
I just want to say, yo, that was a fire track.
Listen, this is what we've literally been waiting for.
Exactly what we've been waiting for.
Because that shit was fire.
Exactly. Fire indeed.
And this is a South Jersey artist. Like, when we started this podcast, that was one of our, like, main goals was, you know, highlight South Jersey talent around here. And finally, now we're starting to get music from artists that are local that it's good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to open up potential to bring people to the show, too, the local artists.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can find this guy. It's CashOnly609 on Instagram. You can go download his music on iTunes. You already know you support the artists that put their music on our platform. You support us.
Exactly that. And just to let y'all know, it's no hard feelings, but it's just going to be me and Miss She Legend running the show from now on. And we just want to wish Mr. Him did it well, but we just parting ways.
Yep, best of luck in your journey. Thank you for your contribution to the show.
And it's time to just kick the show off. The party must go on. And y'all know we got the podcast group is on fire right now. It's definitely jumping.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook. Just go to the search bar. True to the Culture Podcast Group.
And y'all can find us there. And everybody is lit in there. Thank everybody for sharing. Everybody that has been rocking with us since day one, I should say.
It's really dope. Like, the group has grown to like 550 people, I think, at this point. And it is a collection of people who are just dope, good vibes. Like, it feels like Facebook before our parents got on Facebook. You feel me?
Yeah, all the way around. only thing we trying to do with that, we just trying to build a community and make everybody feel comfortable just being in there.
Right.
And we communicate in there too. We always active. We always approving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's our time to shine. We just growing. That's all. And we going to grow with every episode. We know we ain't been putting a lot of episodes out, but we working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
let's get into some topics.
Well, give me some things that have changed with you during this whole COVID and quarantining.
Oh, boy. I feel like everything's changed for me personally. COVID has shown me who were the people in my life who were, like, truly just using me. And who are the people who, like, genuinely fuck with me.
Yeah. A couple of the things that helped me with COVID and quarantining is that it's all right to just be by myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, like, I don't need to be surrounded by a whole bunch of people. Like, as long as I got a couple core people, like my family and stuff like that, I'm genuinely good.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it gave me a chance to, like get into stocks and, like, watch sports and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah, I got back into trading. Like, a few years ago, I started trading, and I got my ass whooped. So I had got a penny stock, and I got a shit ton of them, and they were in the talks with Apple to make their next, you know, cell phone screen. It shot up to almost, it was like $28 a share, and my ass was like, oh, like, let me wait till it's $30 a share, and then I'm cashing out, because I would have banked on it.
Do you remember what you bought in it?
It was like 2 cents a share. Yeah.
Damn.
So, like, It was me being greedy. Like, that's when I learned my first lesson in trading. Like, for me personally, trading is a very, very personal ass journey. You got to do what's right for you. You got to, you know, bet on money that you're not going to miss. So when it shot up to like $28 a share, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to wait till it hits $30 a share and I'm cashing out. Just two more dollars. But I had so much stock in it. It was going to be a big cash out. And then Apple pulled out of the deal and the stock nosedived. And I wasn't like, yeah, so.
You wasn't paying attention when it.
When it knows. It was the middle of the summer. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, everything was moving. Yeah, so
like, and then I was like, oh my God. Like, you know, another lesson I learned, like, you have to pay attention to what's going on in the world or whatever. Like, so pay attention, you study the charts and all that. Like, I'm not, I barely know what I'm doing, but I'm not betting with, you know, my
yeah, but you, but that though, you just learning as you go. Like,
right. Right. Yeah. And it's money that I'm not going to miss. Like, if I miss it, I miss it. Like, maybe, but I don't, I'm very conservative with how I invest my stocks.
I feel like everybody should be trying to invest money with all the downtime that we have with just being at the crib for the people who not working really like that. Like, it gives you a chance to, like, try and find another way to find some source of income. You know what I mean?
That's exactly why I got back into it. Because yeah. It was like, I wasn't working, you know, like, and I was like, you know what? Like, let me start trading again. And then I started trading again. And I really turned more into, like, a day trader. Like, I'll make quick moves. But it's like a roller coaster ride. Like, you have to have... Somebody told me, like, you have to have balls to trade, and it's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Webull is a good app for day trading. Robinhood, not so much. They don't allow you to day trade.
Robinhood on some bullshit.
Yeah, exactly, but...
Anyways.
Did you get the chance to buy into Bitcoin?
I did. But shout out to you with the stock tip you gave me.
Oh, for the Litecoin.
Yeah, I bought in, like, I want to say less than $40, and now it's, like... I haven't checked.
But I think it's at like $220-something right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and I had scooped up quite a few. So like,
yeah, that's real good. Then thanks good.
Thanks for the tip.
Anyways, what else did you do while you was quarantining?
This is gonna sound real boring, but I gardened.
Hey, what's boring about gardening though?
I don't like. I saw like they were taking seeds off shelves in other states, and I was like, I started getting like nervous. Like, what if they like. Cut off our food supply. Like, I didn't know. Like, I was like mad paranoid. So I started growing my own food. And
that's one thing that you learned about yourself. You found out that you had a green thumb.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, I didn't get a chance to find out any hobbies about myself, but I had to go back to work. But it's good because I ain't gonna get hit with that tech stuff that everybody is gonna get hit with at the end.
What tech stuff?
For all them 600s that everybody's been collecting, you ain't know that. That y'all gotta pay taxes on that?
No.
You better get in tune then. Yeah, all them 600s, yeah. People gonna have to definitely pay the taxes on that.
Oh, I didn't hear anything about that.
Damn. You better look it up, I'm telling you. So for all the people that was out there blowing them extra money and spending all them 600s that they was giving y'all for the unemployment, be ready because Uncle Sam is definitely coming to strike back.
Don't he always, though?
He always do.
Anyways, that song that we had on the podcast earlier, it was called Reflecting. And I feel like that theme is so relevant to what we all, it's a collective experience this year, like, and last year, like, we had to sit and reflect. And, you know, I go through my ups and downs, and, you know, it might seem like I have it all together, but, like, no, I'm a regular person. Like, I do go through things. I do lose my emotions sometimes. Like, I'm trying to work on that and grow, but, like, what sitting with my feelings and my thoughts and all that, like, it made me reflect. And I'm starting to realize, like, the universe fucks with me enough to pull me out of some fuck shit.
Yeah. What do you mean by that, though?
What I mean by that is, like, once you're, like, still and you get a chance to, like, really analyze how life has been going for you, like, you could be going through the motions for years and years and years and years, and then, like, one day something comes and it's like a slap to the fucking face or a punch to the gut. And it's like a wake up call. Like, I got that. You know what I mean? And it's like,
it's time to level up.
Yeah. Like, and it's a leveling up. Like, life is a whole journey of leveling up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, it really is, because like, if we just stay content with whatever, like, people are like curious by nature. Like, they want to keep going by nature. Like, it is okay to grow from a mindset that you had. Like, if you was always that ain't shit girl or ain't shit motherfucker, like, you don't always have to be that. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to grow.
Yeah, some people just be scared to grow though. Like, but once you get that wake up call that, and you finally realize, like, man, I'm tired of being a piece of shit, or I'm tired of sitting around every day not doing nothing, and you be like, man, I'm gonna actually like go attempt to go do something, or I'm gonna finally stick to doing one thing, and I ain't gonna have multiple things and shit that I'm trying to do. I can just focus on one motive. Like, I got one goal, mm-hmm. and once you reach that goal, shit starts to like brighten up at the end of the tunnel.
Right, like work towards the next goal. Like, I don't think that none of us have it figured out. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
We don't.
If we all had it figured out, we'd all be millionaires.
Or we'd be all like super happy and millionaires. Like, you can either be happy or you can be rich or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it's a give and take. Like, for me personally, like, I feel like I have to learn how to control my emotions, because like sometimes I will just let it get the best of me. And that's something that like I need to work on. And
I got to work on overthinking stuff a lot.
Oh my God.
Like sometimes I tend to like overthink things, and that tends to like mess with my mind on how I make decisions in the future.
For sure. I'm like that too. I will sit there and like overthink things, and then I will react off emotion. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what I'm trying to like pull away from in 2021. Like, just, okay, that's how you feel. You got it. Like, and if you want to have this conversation with me, like, we can have that. But if not, it's all right. You know what I mean? Like, I got to learn how to just stop trying to, like, if you know somebody's fucked up, I got to stop trying to expect them to be a better person.
Yeah, I'm all about matching other people's energies. Like, I'm going to put in as much as you're going to put in.
Absolutely.
So, absolutely. Yeah, you got to think about it, man. If people going to give you as much as they want. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they go above and beyond and shit, and that's the wow factor of it. But not a lot of people are always going to wow you. Sometimes you're going to run into the same scenarios, just different faces.
That's exactly my point. Run into the same scenarios in different faces. That's the universe telling you, wake up. Stop dealing with this shit. You don't have to. You know what I mean? Like, you can have a conversation with whatever you're, you know, dealing with it. Feel your feelings and then move on and stop accepting that type of behavior from people.
A lot of people have a problem accepting. Sometimes people just accept what comes to them all the time.
Yeah, I know that. We have to, the more we grow and all that, like, just move away from that. Like, you don't deserve, like, it's not okay to just keep accepting somebody or even work scenarios, life scenarios. Like, it's not okay to keep accepting the status quo. Like, you should want better for yourself.
Yeah, I want people to wake up and put their foot down and realize that there's so much more out here that they can be doing rather than just the usual, just everyday standardized stuff.
Right. And you don't have to, like, you truly don't even have to deal with the people in your immediate circle. Like, you know, like, our podcast is based out in South Jersey. But to be honest, like, you look at our podcast group and where our listeners are at, they're not just South Jersey, right? So you can go outside of your community and just connect with the people that truly make you feel uplifting. Like, we don't have to keep dealing with that small town mentality of like this is all we have. You know what I mean? Like, there's a big fucking world out there. And if things are super negative or toxic, or it no longer serves a purpose in your life to change the trajectory of your life to go move up and level up and like that, like, it's okay to drop those type of people. Like, don't be a dick about it. Like, have the conversation, but at the same time, like, if it is draining on your life, your mental health, or whatever, like, drop it.
Yeah, you got to be willing to make the sacrifices to be able to change your scenario or your way of thinking, or get away from people who are trying to impact your thoughts on just having a way better life than what it could be now. Like, change. That's all I want people to do. Change. It's definitely a better way of thinking. It's so much money out here, and it's so much that we can be doing out here that we could never. We don't have to work that 9 to 5. We don't have to keep going to that job where we hate going, but we have to because we got to pay our bills. Like, we could all find a hustle that, like, how we got, like, the podcast. We could all be successful.
Yeah, that's true too. It's not about, like, you don't have to, like, with our group, there's other podcasters in that group. Cool. There's enough people on this planet. Like, it's through internet. So, like we've been listened to in what, 24 countries at this point? Like, mm-hmm. there's enough people out there to listen to our content. Like, we don't have to be in fierce competition with each other. Like, we can all work together and really build something. Like,
yeah, that's exactly why we give people the chance to like post what they selling and things like that, because we want to give people a chance to use our platform to help them branch out and get people to buy into what they got going on. All right, but let's wrap this up though. I feel like we need like a little segment like at the end of the show for like for the relationship part, you know, where people ask us the questions they usually do.
Can I bring in a topic that somebody brought to the post?
Let's go.
All right. So someone, Aaron Palin, said, dating is overrated. I'm sick of playing 21 questions. What's some things that y'all hate about talking to and starting a new relationship? What are yours?
Genuinely, I just truly hate the whole talking stage period. I'd rather just get to already hanging out and we already be comfortable with each other and shit. Like, especially with like the online part where a lot of people ain't really meeting up with people as much as they did. You can't really like go into the mall and meet somebody and be like, and bag them or get their number or whatever anymore and shit because of this whole quarantine shit. But
it doesn't work that way. Like, you can't just be automatically comfortable. Well, you know, sometimes you can be automatically comfortable. But, like, for the most part, like, being comfortable with somebody, you have to build that.
Yeah, but that's the only part that I hate because it'll never be normal. Just the simple fact of this whole COVID shit.
Like, for me, dibble and dabble with online dating. And what I don't like is the conversations in the inbox, basically. Like, I'm not gonna sit there and spend 2 weeks chit-chatting with you and blah 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 blah. And then, because to me, like, say I meet somebody on Tinder, right, and we're talking, and now I'm talking, but then I meet you in person and the vibe is off, because that can happen, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm like, damn, this motherfucker knows mad shit about me.
And you feel like you wasted mad time.
It's not even about wasting time. It's like, now, like, you know my secrets and we're walking away from this shit. You know what I mean? Like, whether you want to or not, like, I don't like giving too much of my information out. And then when I meet the person, I'm like, whoa, you're not who you said you were. Or, you know, like, you're a nice person, but I'm just not interested now. Like, it's very, very much like,
well, you don't want to go into, like, too much detail of what you tell somebody at the beginning stages.
No, like, and I don't. Like, on Tinder type shit, like, if I know you in real life, that's a different story. But, like, Tinder type shit, I'm not telling you much. Like, it's literally like, oh, okay, what you're about, da-da-da-da. Very, very brief. And it's like, okay, like, if you invite me out for drinks or whatever, like, I'll go. But I'm not going to spend a whole week chit-chatting with you. Like, we can meet in a public place or whatever. It's not like you're going to kill me at fucking Starbucks or something, you know? but like, I'm not going to sit there and tell you all these intimate details about my life when I haven't even met you.
Yeah, I feel you on that and shit. But as far as like the getting past the talking stage and shit, the online part, like, sometimes it never actually gets to the point of meeting up and shit because people is just like, they not comfortable enough to. Some people just be on there just to talk and talk shit. Like,
it's weird. Like, and it's fucking cold out there in those Tinder streets. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It definitely is.
Like, you'll be talking to somebody, chit-chatting, and it's like, it's okay. And you say one thing and they're like, unmatch. Not yeah, say shit.
Unmatch just or just stop messaging and
rude
shit.
Rude as hell.
Yo, that shit's real out there. Shit. They're not playing no games with that
that's
shit.
That's okay because you don't know each other. You don't have a friendship or nothing. Like, you know, this is not going to serve me, so I'm going to unmatch. But, like, at the same time, like, it's cold out there, man.
It definitely is. But that's the thing, though. It ain't no hard feelings and shit. You could just unmatch and it's like, all right, well, we'll just keep going and see if we get the next match or the next match and shit. But,
right.
They just had, once you meet the person, some people you meet and shit, you can automatically tell, like, yeah, I can definitely have a connection with them. Like, they vibe is cool. Mm-hmm. But it's just some people, it's like, yeah, I definitely know that I will never talk to this person again.
For sure.
And I'm okay with that shit. Like,
oh my God. The stories I could tell off fucking Tinder weirdos.
Yeah, it's plenty of stories like that.
Do you have any?
As far as the Tinder weirdos and shit, yeah, I had one person and shit, and I was talking to her for a little bit. Everything was cool as far as like the first like 2 weeks, and then so I guess something happened. I don't know really what it was, but she just ghosted me out of nowhere and shit, and she just stopped talking to me completely. And then I would hit her up, and she just would read them, and then she wouldn't respond. And I was like, damn, we were just having such a great conversation and hanging out and shit, and now nothing. Like, what did I do? Like, but I ain't going to hit her up and be like, oh, well, what did I do? You know, I really liked you. But I was just like, let's keep it pushing.
Hold on. Because I know we were about to wrap up this episode, but I want to know, like, ghosting on male perspective, like, because I know I've said it on the podcast before that I've never been ghosted, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got my first ghosting experience.
Damn.
That shit is harsh.
Now you see what we go through.
I know. I was like, damn. Like, now I'm like, damn, I don't think I'll ever do that to somebody. Like, that's so rude.
Listen.
So from a guy's perspective, tell me about that.
Nah, when I get ghosted and shit, I used to be like, damn, like, that shit is, like, real fucked up. Like, you couldn't even, like, tell me, like, why you not even gonna fuck with me no more. You just gonna not answer and shit. Like, I think that shit is real corny and shit, but it's happened to me a couple times. But after, like, the second time, third time and shit, I was just like, oh, yeah, this line, like, fuck y'all. It is what it is now and shit.
To me, it just shows immaturity. Like, people are adults at the end of the day, like, truly are. And if it literally could take a text, like, listen, I'm just not interested into you anymore. Okay, cool.
That shit come with the game, though. Like, I'm not afraid of rejection and shit, so it don't bother me and shit. But other people, it might bother other people. I just feel like the ghosting is just, that bothers me a little bit.
It's rude. I ain't like you, man. You got tough skin. Like, I don't like rejection at all. Like, I rarely shoot my shot, because when I do, I fucking overshoot, and it never works out. So I just, like, if you want to shoot your shot, fine. I'm not shooting my shot, because when I do, it's like, it's always a bit, but it's always bricks.
Yeah, but you never know until you shoot, though.
No, but then I'll shoot, and then it will fail, because I'm, like, awkward. Like, I know, like, whatever, blah, 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 but, like, if I really like you, like, I'm so awkward. And then, so then, like, I'll hear myself, Jade, shut the fuck up. You're talking too fucking much. But, like, I can't help it. I do the same thing.
Like, I'll make, like, weird sounds, or I'll start saying, like,
what you mean?
Not like sounds, but I'll start singing, or, like, songs that relate to situations and shit. Like, something could happen, like, if I was out, and then I could be, like, singing Usher or something like that, or a verse from Usher or something, something that would relate to what was going on.
Uh-huh.
Like, I could quote songs and, like, things, movie.
Do you, like, while you're saying it, you're like, Michael, shut up, or, like...
Nah, because I'm just being myself and shit. If they can't get down with who I am and shit, then you don't need to be involved.
You're a gem.
I'm dropping gems.
Anyways, listen, join our podcast group. We have so much fun in there. It is, I promise you, it will be your favorite corner of the internet. There's no fighting in there. It's good vibes in there. You could have your opinion right, wrong, and indifferent, to be honest. And hey.
It's always great conversation in there, most definitely, too. Like, and we don't always talk about the same stuff. And since we did come and hit 500 people inside of the group, we will be doing a little small giveaway. We don't know how much yet, but just know something is coming soon.
Yeah, because y'all show love and we show it back. Like, we're just regular ass people. And when I tell you I truly, truly appreciate y'all rocking with us, I mean that.
I mean it too when I say shout out to everybody who's shared, who's liked, and who's just been supporting us since day one.
Right. If you know people who are down for a good conversation and being open-minded, invite them to the group. We're trying to grow this as big as we can. So, you know.
The first mission is definitely to take over South Jersey. So we definitely need all of South Jersey inside of that Facebook group.
Well, not a. Listen, you gotta be kind of like, you know, it is a little bit exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, one more thing. Shout out to Neil for doing that little giveaway too. We really appreciate that.
For sure. I thought mine was funny.
Hey.
If you want to know what
I thought mine was hilarious, but shout out to who did win.
If you want to know what we're talking about, go join the group. You will see the that Neil posted about
the hairy woman.
Yeah. Anyways, y'all have a good night, good day. Make good choices out there and be good people.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Love you. Bye.
Peace.
I made some choices in my life I'll never reconsider. Call me Da Vinci with the flow, how I paint a picture. The ones screaming, they with you, they really ain't your nigga. You gotta leave them where they at, you can't take them with you. A lot of folks don't know what I've been through. You can't judge a man if you don't know what he into. A lot of people pray every day and sin too. I'm just trying to stay sharp and on point like a Ginsu. It's mental.